News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley. This is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. Kim Hainish, the corrections officer who stole prescription drugs from inmates that she was supposed to be supervising, has been released from jail. She was supposed to be serving another 7 months, but she completed a drug and alcohol program that allows for early release. She was freed on July 2nd. Under the earned release program, she will be on extended supervision at her home for the time that she would have been behind bars. Hainish was going to be in prison until next February. The man convicted of murdering a Plover woman is dead. He's 33-year-old Jose Luis Flores Aca. He pled guilty back on June 27th to first-degree homicide. He hung himself in his jail cell on Sunday night. Portage County Sheriff John Charwick.
Corrections officers made their rounds, checked everybody. Immediately after the 11 o'clock check, an inmate attached a device to the wall, strung a 2-inch strip of bed sheet around that device in his neck and strangled himself.
He strangled 36-year-old Jamie Koch back on August 6, 2013 in a building where they had separate apartments. He then placed the victim's body in a car and drove her to a Wapaka field where the car was then set on fire. A man charged with shooting a Wausau man outside a bar has pled not guilty. He's 31-year-old John Lewis, who faces 25 separate felony charges, the most serious first-degree homicide in the death of Christopher Elliott from January. Lewis was in court yesterday to enter his not guilty pleas. He's being held on $1 million bond, and his next court date has not yet been set. A central Wisconsin lawmaker has been named to the very powerful Joint Finance Committee. It's the committee that helps put together the state budget. She is State Representative Amy Sue Verwink, and more on the committee appointment from WSAU's Larry Lee.
Millidor Democratic State Representative Amy Sue Verwink was appointed to replace John Richards to the Joint Finance Committee. Richards was one of only two Democrats on the committee, but has left the legislature to run for Attorney General. There have been reports that Verwink may retire from her 70th Assembly seat and that her fundraising has been down from previous years. Appointment to the Joint Finance Committee indicates that Verwink may not be bowing out after all. Verwink does have a challenger this fall, Toma Republican Nancy Vandermeer, who came close to unseating her in 2012. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
Senator Ron Johnson will know soon whether his lawsuit against President Obama can move forward. The senator is trying to sue the administration over a decision that gives members of Congress and their staffers additional subsidies to pay for their Obamacare insurance. Johnson argues that should only be for small businesses. The Obama administration says the lawsuit should be dropped. They say Johnson doesn't have standing to sue and that the subsidies are optional. Members of Congress and their staffers could turn them down. Judge William Griesbach says he will rule in short order on whether the lawsuit can proceed. Texas Governor Rick Perry wants a meeting with President Obama. The president will be in Texas today for a fundraising visit, but Obama has no plans to visit the border. The Texas governor says that there is a national security crisis on the border with Mexico. Obama is scheduled to be in Texas today and tomorrow. All of the riders on a Southern California roller coaster are safe after being stranded up to 40 feet in the air. Some of them were trapped for several hours. This woman says she saw the car partially come off the tracks.
I was really shocked at first. I had no idea that that could even happen.
Now, the Six Flags Magic Mountain Amusement Park says four people were hurt, two of them seriously. Some riders had to be waiting in that roller coaster for several hours before ladders and cherry pickers came to bring them back to the ground. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Partly to mostly cloudy skies for today. A few light showers developing, especially in the northern half of the area, a high of 74. Tonight, partly cloudy, maybe an isolated shower or sprinkle, a low down to 53. On Wednesday, partly cloudy, some widely scattered showers possible in the afternoon, but most of the area probably remaining dry with a high of 73. Thursday, sunny to partly cloudy with a high of 77. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
It continues to be overall a pretty wet summer around central Wisconsin. We got that heavy soaking rain yesterday. Some areas had some scattered thunderstorms, too. We are starting to clear out this morning. And for a forecast, write to your cell phone first thing every morning. Text the word weather to 39327, a service of King's Campers and WSAU.com. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.